gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Sports Parlay with Jay. Jason and JR, how you doing, Jason?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
Well,
a lot to talk about today.
Yes, sir. it's been a minute since we did a podcast. Life gets in the way sometimes. But, yeah, let's talk some sports.
Let's get into it.
You know who the king is. That's the NFL. So let's start there. Where do you want to start? I mean, there's so much to talk about.
So much to talk about. How about the overall state? I mean, what are some surprises and disappointments you've seen so far?
Well, I think this week of all weeks, and, you know, we're in week seven. NFL lets you know real quick and fast you don't know anything. You know, Carolina beating up on Tampa Bay, Washington going to Green Bay and beating them just after the Jets just went up to Green Bay and beat them. You know, there's so many things you don't know. You think we can make good guesses and, you know, kind of go off trends, but you don't know. These are all NFL teams. The worst team can beat the best team. And this last week, that's kind of what happened.
I definitely agree, especially with, like you said, Carolina. I mean, I didn't see that one coming, for sure.
No, they're down their starting quarterback. They just fired the coach. You know,
got rid of their star running back.
It's just that was a recipe. You know, and Tampa Bay's defense has been playing pretty good, but the offense, the wheels have fallen off.
Big time.
You know, and I don't care about getting into Tom Brady's life outside of football, but right in his NFL life, it's not looking so good right now. It doesn't look like terrific Tom.
No.
Tom Terrific or whatever. He doesn't, you know, he looks like a 45-year-old quarterback.
He really does. I was watching an interview with him today, and he just looks old.
So does Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Yeah, we were joking not too long ago that, you know, Aaron Rodgers had a history of turning no-name receivers into household names, and that's just not the case.
It's not. It looks like he's so frustrated that he's not giving up.
But checked out?
But, yeah, like he's, you know, he just – when he lets go of the ball, he knows it's either going to be – they're going to run the wrong route or they're going to drop it.
Yeah.
So, I think his level of frustration is – I mean, it's justified to a point, but I think at this point he's just kind of – he's kind of over it.
And it looks like it.
I mean, if you listen to what he's saying, it doesn't sound good coming out of Green Bay.
No, because LaFleur had to come out today and kind of smooth over the comments that he made. What did he say the other day, yesterday, or the day before, that if you're making that many mental mistakes, you need to be bent on the bench.
Yeah. And those are things you say in practice. That's not something you say on a podcast or to the media.
Right.
You know, that's just not.
Right. We keep that in house.
But I think we all know that Aaron Rodgers is not the best of teammates anyway. He's kind of a lone wolf, you know, crazy guy. And I don't have a problem saying that. I think that's exactly what he is. But they're, you know, they got a lot of holes. Their offensive line's terrible. The receivers aren't the greatest. And that defense isn't as good as they thought it was.
Correct.
But, and I think what people kind of said during the week was that, you know, they got two really good running backs. Why not run the ball, especially when your offensive line isn't pass protecting that great? Run the dang ball.
I mean, it's part of the game plan, too. I mean, you're exactly correct.
But, you know, you can't do that with Aaron Rodgers back there. He's got to throw it. But, I mean, they're not the only ones. Getting back to, you know, your question, you know, some of the surprises, I think Seattle's a huge surprise.
Oh, big time.
And I'll be the first one to admit it. I was dead wrong about Geno Smith this year.
I think you and everybody else.
He was taking up a roster spot. He had no business, you know, playing. And he is playing fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, you're just waiting for the shoe to drop, but so far so good over there.
Yeah, 7 games in, he's doing pretty good. I mean, he's not all pro or first team or second team all pro or anything like that, but my level of expectations to where he's playing, I think he's right underneath that.
Especially the way Russell's playing in Denver.
That makes Russell look really bad.
It does.
But, you know, I think we forget. Well, I wouldn't say we forget, but when you got Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf and Marquise Goodwin and Disley or whatever his name is, he's a good tight end. They got some pieces.
Sure.
And he's making it work. Where Russell didn't make – I mean, Russell threw a bunch of long, deep passes and stuff like that. He just, you know, couldn't get it done when he needed to. And it's showing up in Denver because he didn't have those receivers in Denver. Sutton and Jerry Jeudy are pretty good, but they're not at the level of those Seattle receivers. Which is another surprise. Russell is another surprise. He is looking washed up.
He's looking pretty bad, and I'm not sure what can fix that.
Yeah, I mean.
Especially with what they gave up and what they paid for him.
If you're a Denver fan or, you know, ownership or whatever in Denver, you know, with the Broncos, you got to be thinking this is worst case scenario.
Yes.
I mean, you gave up all those draft picks and you signed into a big contract. I mean, you mortgaged the future for this guy.
Yeah.
And it's... The early returns are,
it's just not pretty. It's just damn ugly.
Yeah, the early returns are, I mean, we're talking recession, like deep recession, jumping off buildings recession. But.
I guess another surprise for me is probably the Giants.
Yeah, yeah. They're winning games that they probably shouldn't win, but they're, you know, that's what, you know, that's how you get good.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Yeah. Daboll is a – he seems to be –
right now, I mean, since the end of the day, he's got to be coach of the year.
I think it's early for all that because, I mean, the Giants could just fall right on their faces.
Okay.
I mean, they do have Daniel Jones playing quarterback, but he's played pretty well too.
Yeah.
I think it's his feet, his running ability to, you know, get out of harm's way, you know, when – the play's bad. I think that's what's making him a pretty decent quarterback. He's not lighting it up throwing the ball. And Saquon looks really good. And the defense is okay. That's what I'm saying. They're winning games they probably shouldn't win. I mean, Jacksonville just gave them that game last week.
I think I read somewhere they're 5-0. And ball games are decided by basically one possession or not, you know?
Right.
Which is, like you said, shows your mettle that you can pull those off. I mean,
yeah. You got to get lucky.
Yeah.
You know, the ball's got to bounce your way, and right now the Giants are rolling with that, and you know that can run you to the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it ain't gonna help you in the playoffs. I think we had one of those years a few years ago where we were like, you know, unbelievable in one score games, and we got to the playoffs and got beat. Because playoffs shake all that out. You're playing against the top teams. You know, you're not playing against Jacksonville.
Well, considering they're 6-1 and they've had five games that, you know, granted they've won, that's within one possession, but they're not blowing anybody out, is what it says.
Right. Yeah. And the one good team they played, they lost. So, you know, we'll see what they're made of. Their schedule's not going to be super cupcake the rest of the way, but, you know, we'll see.
6-1, I never would have pegged that.
No, not at all.
We'll get to the NFC East later, but you go thinking like, hey, Cowboys okay, Eagles are going to be good, or hopefully better than last year. But another surprise to me last weekend was, it's not a surprise that the Chiefs won, but the way they did it on the road.
Yeah, they blasted the 49ers.
Looking at the schedule of the games that day, it's like, you circled out, I'm like, that was going to be a good one, and it was pretty much.
Well, that game was got out of control pretty quick, too. It was almost unwatchable after a little while because the Chiefs just were pounding them. And that 49ers had no answer for Mahomes. So, and that sometimes that happens, too. You roll up on a guy and you wasn't ready.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you what's not a surprise. The Raiders being the Raiders and the Chargers being the Chargers. Not a surprise to me.
No. I mean, I guess I'm probably more surprised at the Chargers than you are. But, that scoring offense just gone. I mean, I know they've had some injuries, but come on.
Yeah, they stay with the injuries. Keenan Allen's hurt. And he's supposed to be coming back, but as soon as he comes back, Mike Williams gets hurt, and the other guy gets hurt. I mean, they just stay hurt. Maybe I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have an answer for that. That's why I say it doesn't surprise me, because this happens year in and year out with those guys.
You always said that. I guess my final surprise, I guess it shouldn't be a surprise, but I just thought the Colts would be a lot better with Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I didn't think they would, make any real noise, but I thought they would be good. And they just are not.
They're not.
And the NFC South, I guess, isn't it the South, with Tampa Bay and all those guys?
Well, I was going to say that earlier when you were talking about Brady, like, his only saving grace is in a crap division.
Yeah, that to me is a surprise. That whole division is trash. Tampa Bay's, we're talking bad about them like they're dead. They're actually leading the division.
Yeah.
And that to me is crazy.
Well, that just goes to show you the state of the division. I mean, they're 3-4 and winning the division.
Yeah, and they've had a rash of injuries too. The offensive line and the receivers and, defense. Yeah, I don't think that's their problem. I think that their problem is they don't have a quarterback. And Andy Dalton's played pretty decent. But, you start the season with Jameis Winston, you know what you're going to get.
Yeah. Well, he did his best impression of him last Thursday.
He threw all those interceptions. Yeah. I mean, you can't throw back-to-back pick sixes and expect – you know what? And they still got really close to winning that game.
Yeah.
I mean, if they'd have got another possession, they would have won that game. But, the NFC North is trash. Both those divisions are trash. I mean, if you're telling me Minnesota Vikings are the best team out of all eight of those teams, out of those two divisions, there's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong going on. If you want to put your – and look, I really don't have a bad thing to say about Kirk Cousins, but if you put your money on him, that's fool's gold right there.
Well, it can't be primetime games.
Yeah. I mean, the dude just cracks under pressure.
Yeah. I mean, if you put him in a noon or 3:30 game, nobody's really watching,
Yeah,
he's on a Monday night, 79, or a Thursday night. It's over.
Yeah. Let's see. The AFC East is pretty good with the Bills and Miami. If they can keep Tua from diving in the defenders, they have a pretty good shot.
I was like, "What are you doing?"
I wanted to say he was concussed before he did it because he obviously didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not the – he is so little. It's like, dudes, if you're going to run, you better run to the out of bounds.
Yeah.
Don't take a hit. But I like Miami. I think that, you know, they got good receivers. They got – well, they got the two – they have the best tandem of receivers in the NFL with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, I think.
Yeah.
They're just too fast, and they run – too good of a routes for anybody to be better. I mean, who are you going to take above them? That's my question to you. Out of all the two that you can pick in the whole league, who's better than Hill and Waddle?
You could argue A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith.
Oh, no. Not even close. That's not even close.
I mean,
A.J. Brown's good, and Devontae Smith's up and coming, but
you know,
Hill's way better than Brown.
Back to Kirk Cousins, you could, I mean, Thielen's having a down year, but Thielen and Jefferson's a pretty good tandem.
Yeah, and I like Jefferson. I like him a lot. He runs good routes. He's fast. He can go get the ball. You know, and Cincinnati has a trio of receivers.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't take him over those two.
Oh, no. The answer to your question is no, but, I mean, they're playing good ball.
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you. We play fantasy, and I have Waddle on my team this year, but when he got drafted by Miami in whatever pick it was, fifth or sixth or whatever it was 2 years ago, I was like, that's a terrible pick. You know, he's coming off injury, and I thought he was pretty good at Alabama. But this kid set the world on fire last year as a rookie. I mean, he had over 100 catches. So when it came time to draft, he was definitely on my short board. And him and Tyreek are both get 100 yards a game. It's kind of like the old Mark Clayton and Mark Duper with Dan Marino. That's what it reminds me of.
Or you could even go back to the greatest show on turf, right? You know, with Isaac Bruce and
Torrey
Holt.
Yeah. Well,
so
I'm a little older than you. Mark Clayton and Mark Duper were way better than those guys.
That was Miami, correct?
Yeah, with Dan Marino. And they was fun to watch them guys. They caught everything. They just couldn't run the ball or play defense.
Shot, right?
Yeah. So let's move on. Let's jump off into Dallas real quick. How are you feeling about your Cowboys?
I'm feeling pretty good. I was gonna say in our surprise segment that Cooper Rush was a huge surprise.
Oh yeah. Well yeah, that would have been a week ago.
Yeah. I mean, say what you want, but he saved our season.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to give that guy all the credit in the world.
You do.
I just think, you know, when you get on a roll like that, some people kind of the picture gets distorted for them. I mean, Cooper Rush is no Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to take anything. I really appreciate what Cooper Rush did. I think he did as well as he could play and got the best results.
Yeah, I mean, for real, the media drove that quarterback controversy because the Cowboys were a big draw.
Yeah, I mean, that was completely it was funny at first, and then it got annoying because people were really starting to buy into it.
Yeah, and you have old players and other, you know, members talking about it. It's just like, and then the Philly game happened, and it was apparent that.
Yeah, three interceptions will get you put back to the bench. Now, had they beat Philly, I can understand the talk a little bit. But I knew in my heart going into that game we were not going to win it. And I even texted you. I said, this is going to get ugly. And, he brought them back.
Well, give credit. I mean, we had made some adjustments. I mean, defense and obviously offense and, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, like, you know, we came back in the second half and got right there to the brink, and we ended up giving another touchdown up, but he brought them back. And that gives me a ton of hope. You know, everybody's all over the Eagles. We took them to the brink with a backup quarterback.
That threw three picks.
Yeah, threw three picks, and it was in Philly.
Yeah.
Now, the way things are shaping up, we'll end up having to go back to Philly if you know, in that scenario in the playoffs, which I would be happy to. I think we'll have their number by then. That's just me. I would love to beat Philly in the NFC Championship game. Right now,
we could, like, you know, build on the running game and our defense. That always travels very well.
Yes. Now, go ahead. I was going to say, as big a surprise and as much as I enjoyed Cooper Rush, the biggest to me is not just how good the Cowboys defense has played, just the style in which they're playing, where the pressure is just nonstop. You know?
Oh, I agree.
Just a few years ago, we couldn't get pressure on any quarterback.
You know, one of the things that I've noticed is, you know, I remember Jimmy's teams were always fast on defense. Like, there was multiple guys swarming to the ball.
Yeah.
And it really feels like that way this too. And I mean, you know, just the way that Michael Parsons tracked that guy down and got him at the 1 yard line, and the next play was a fumble.
Yeah.
Huge.
That dude's got a ton of heart. I mean, it'd be one thing if it was just Micah, which I think, let's state right now, I'll clearly go on record and state that I think Micah Parsons is Defensive Player of the Year right now.
Yeah.
And I know it's early, and I don't like making those type of things, but right now he's head and shoulders above everybody else. And then, to me, that includes Aaron Donald, which is almost sacrilegious, but
yeah.
I mean, I think that's the type of season he's having. But it's not just Micah. You know, it's not.
Look at Fowler. Look at Armstrong.
Sam Williams.
Yeah.
Tank. I know Tank's, he's not getting a ton of sacks, but he's got three or four.
Yep.
But he plays the run. He made that. He calls that fumble at the goal line.
Yep.
You know, it's just all those guys are getting after it. Anthony Barr was a good addition.
Yeah. Van Der Esch is probably
having a. Yeah, let's say your boy Van Der Esch is. I don't know how quiet it is, but he's having a good season.
Yeah.
I think people are starting to notice a little bit.
They should. I'm not gonna say he's gonna be Pro Bowl, but I mean, you know.
Well, he leads the team in tackles.
Yeah.
And that usually sends you to the Pro Bowl. But look, you know, our back end of our defense is, our safeties are playing really well.
Yes.
And you know, Tavon Diggs is back to his taking the ball away self.
Well, when you play 35 games in your career and you have 17 interceptions, that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, you know, the only, I'm going to say, he's on pace, whatever pace it was, the only one that's had more and less games was Everson Walls.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
That's on wild.
He's still on the same path as Everson Walls.
And the crazy part is that they don't throw to him with that, you know what I mean?
No, and, you know, he's not just constantly jumping routes now. He will jump out there on a route, but he's just making plays this year.
Yeah.
He's just getting better. In 2 or 3 years, he's going to be really good. With all the experience that he's getting, and, you know, they're going to stop throwing at him, which I wouldn't throw at him anyway.
I mean, I do think Jordan Lewis is going to hurt a little bit.
Yeah, that injury is going to hurt. We got Bland and Kent, the guy from Kentucky, Joseph.
Calvin Joseph.
Yeah, Joseph. So, I mean, we got bodies that can take the place, and both those guys are athletic. You know, it's just Jordan Lewis had the nose for the ball. He always was around the ball. He'd get fumbles or interceptions. You know, he sometimes gets lost in space a little bit, but that's a tough position to play. You don't have the sideline to help you. You know, you're out in the middle of the field. So I never really was too hard on him because that is a tough position to play. Yeah. You know, I've been very happy with this defense. I expect stuff from him. Isn't that weird? How long? It's been a while since I expected the defense to go get a turnover.
A long time.
Go get a turnover or stop or sack the quarterback. Something to happen. Like, it's just, you know what's going to happen. It might be back to when Jimmy was coaching. Shit, I don't know. Maybe.
I agree.
I can't remember a really good defense since then.
I mean, I wasn't alive for the Doomsday defense.
I was born around that time.
Yeah.
Yeah, this defense is so good it deserves a nickname.
Yeah.
You know. And I really wish Jerry Jones would go ahead and lock down Dan Quinn for a long time. Just say, whatever you want, guy, it's yours. Within reason. I wouldn't do anything illegal, but I would say, look, you're a part of the Cowboy family as long as you want to be here, and we'll pay you as much as you want. Special teams have been good. You know, our little guy that we signed, number 9, he's getting close. You keep calling it.
I thought for sure he was going to get one in, and he almost did.
Yeah, if he would have cut right instead of left, he would have took it to the house. Somebody needs to tell him, look, man, I know you're not the biggest guy, but a kicker ain't going to do nothing to you. He may push you, but he's not going to tackle you. He was trying to avoid that punter he should just outran him to the sideline. But anyway, yeah, I'm with you. I think he's going to break one or two or three in a game. He just has that ability.
And Maher's been solid.
Money Maher has been money. He's back to that when we first signed him.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. But I'm not scared when he gets out there to kick.
Right.
And, you know, Anger has been decent. You know, I don't know if he's Pro Bowl material this year. He was last year.
No, he's shaked a couple so far this year. But, I mean, I'm going to give him a little bit of benefit of doubt.
Yeah, I mean, he's a punter. I mean, we're only talking about it because he's special teams, or I wouldn't even know his name. The offense, you know, we got some work to do. But, you know, having Dak back, thanks that Dak is back. We got a few things we got to work on. You know, I think it's going to come down to time and getting Dak back in the flow of things. But I think we're going to be middle of the pack on offense. Maybe break into the top 12 or so before the year's over with.
Yeah, because this defense is built to be an elite.
Yeah, and I think that's what the game plan needs to be going. Let's get the lead as quick as we can and let this defense do its thing. You know, if we could ever get a 14-point lead on somebody, I would not want to be the quarterback of that team.
Yeah.
Because they are going to come for you like you owe them money. But, you know, I'm 5-2 is a good record. If you said that before the season started and we didn't know anything about the injuries and, you know, whatever, I think every Cowboy fan would have took that. And, you know, we got the Bears and then the bye. So I think
5-2.
So if we get to 6-2, get in that bye week, get to work on some things, get some people healthy back, you know, kind of reassess everything. I think we're good because the schedule is not that bad. You know, we talked about it off air the other day. The schedule's set up to where there's only three tough games, you could say. I mean, they're all tough, so I don't want to discount any of them. But no. They're what I would consider really three tough games left. So you can mark us down for all three, and then that puts us at 12-5. I'm happy with that. I'll take 12-5.
Correct.
That puts us in the playoffs. So, you know, I think, honestly, I think we could probably go the rest of the season, maybe lose one, maybe two at the most. But you can make the case for all three. I would listen. So I think we're in good shape. You know, just we need to avoid any more major injuries. But, you know, having said that, we can talk about the East, NFC East. The Eagles look good.
Yeah, they do.
They just made a trade for Robert Quinn. I don't think he's going to make that big of an impact, but he's still another piece, his depth. He's not had a good year this year. I looked at his stat line. He's not playing very much. He's not doing very well. And he either has monster years or not so many good years.
Well, I remember when he was here and he had that good year and he wanted all that money. We were like, what are the Bears doing? You know, I think it worked out for a year there, but then it was kind of.
Well, he's been there 2 years. When he signed that big 5-year contract with the Bears, the first year he had 2 sacks. And I read this article. He had 2 sacks. Last year he had 18 and a half sacks. And then this year he's got 1 sack. So he's a boomer bust guy. He was that when we had him. You know, his boomer bust was kind of that half season. He started off really good and then faded. So I'm hoping he just fades. The Eagles have a pretty good defense. You know, they got some good corners. Defensive line is pretty good. Linebackers are decent. And their safeties are okay. So, I mean, they, you know, and the thing is that their offense keeps the defense off the field. You know, they control tempo. And they run the ball, so that helps your defense. But if they ever have some three and outs, that defense will show wear and tear because, I mean, just look at the Lions. The Lions had them beat. Who else? Who just had them beat? Was it Jacksonville?
No. I
think
they were close, but Arizona was close.
Yeah, Arizona had them. Kyler didn't slide. There's been three games where it was kind of iffy.
I mean, the Cowboys were right. I mean.
Yeah, we had three turnovers and still had a chance.
You know. I agree with something you said, and he's not really – Hurts is – he's playing good, but he's not beating everybody with his arm. I mean, he's almost like passing-wise, he's like back to the Alabama quarterback kind of style, you know, just kind of game-managing it.
Yeah.
You know, but what's they're winning, and they're, you know, I mean, if you can get 400 yards, who cares if you get 100 yard passing and 180 yards, you know?
Yeah, winning's the only thing that matters. You know, we break down stats, and you know that's fun to talk about, but winning's the only thing that matters. And they're winning. Now, I will tell anybody that watches the Eagles game, watch it like I, or you don't have to, but I'm saying if you want to, you can watch it like I kind of watch it. Don't look at the stats. Look at the pattern of what Hurts does. He lets all the receivers clear out, and he throws to the underneath guy. And they're running these short little underneaths. He sits back there, buys time, and he hits them underneath. And then they, you know, the defenses move down the field, so their guy underneath, if he can shake his guy, he can get 10, 15 yards before he gets tackled. And that's their offense. You know, they run the ball, and when they go to throw, that's what they're doing. And a lot of misdirection. And, you know, that's fine. I mean, it's working. But it's going to catch up to them.
Yeah.
the good defenses are going to start taking that away. And then we did that in the second half. We took all that away from them in the second half, and they didn't move the ball. And that's how we got back into it. Yeah, if you take the short game away from Hurts, and I'm not saying he can't throw it deep. He's hit a few deep passes, and A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, what's his name? Not Devontae Smith. The Smith kid. They can go get the ball. You know, and that helps a lot. But he's just not gonna tear you up downfield. But you know, like I said, they're 6-0. They're doing good. I hate their coach, by the way. I'm just gonna say that.
Yeah, he's come across as he's perfect for Philly.
Yeah. Yeah, we kind of covered the Giants. The Giants are winning 5-1. Really haven't beat anybody yet, but you know they're winning the games in front of them. We kind of broke them down, so there's really no need to go back over them. I think the biggest thing for the Giants is Saquon. You shut him down, you shut the Giants down.
Yeah.
And don't turn the ball over on them, and you'll beat them. Those two things. Don't turn it over and shut Saquon down. And Saquon's awesome. He's really come back from that injury. It's taken him a long time, but he's back now. And then you got the sad luck Washington Redskins. Commander, sorry.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'll give them props. They went to Green Bay and beat Green Bay. Which is not an easy task, even though they're struggling. That's a tough place to play. The conditions, the whole nine yards. And they beat them with a backup quarterback. And I don't know if he should be a backup quarterback. I don't know how you put Carson Wentz ahead of him.
Right, I agree.
I mean, he can scramble. He's got moxie. I mean, he will turn the ball over on you, but their defense can be good. I wouldn't say they'd be great, but they can be good, especially up front. They're really good up front. They're as good as the 49ers up front.
Yeah.
If they're all healthy. They just don't have a lot of weapons. When we played them, Diggs took away their best weapon, McLaurin, and they couldn't do anything. But that, you know, I think it's a two-man – I mean, you can't discount the Giants. It's a three-man race right now, and right now they're the best division in football.
Oh, hands down.
I mean, I don't know who – you know, everybody was talking about the NFC West, but AFC West, but that's come down to a one-team race. It's the Chiefs and everybody else.
Well, I mean, you have the top three teams are what?
Buffalo, Kansas City.
17. Your top three teams in the NFC East are combined record of 17-3.
Yeah. No other division is even close to that.
Yeah.
I mean, the AFC East with Buffalo and Miami, that's a pretty good 1-2, but they're 3-4 guys.
And Washington is a game away of being 500.
Yeah, and you know the Jets have come around a little bit. So I mean, I forgot I always discount them, but the Jets came around a little bit. I mean, they've won.
Yeah.
They've won their games.
I have a buddy. If you're listening, Bueno. He's a diehard Jets fan. Dude, all this, he still thinks it's foosball.
Yeah. I mean, they're winning with defense and the run game, but their run game just took a big hit with Bryce Hall having the knee surgery. They did trade for the Robinson.
But he's not Bryce Hall.
No, he's not. But they have Michael Carter, too.
True.
So, I mean, they'll take a small step back. It won't be the biggest step back ever. But the Wilson kid's going to have to shoulder some of this. You know, he's going to start throwing the ball. I mean, you can't win every game with 100 yards passing. It's just not going to work. Teams are going to start taking the run away from you, and then what are you going to do?
Yeah.
If I'm a defense coordinator, I'm like, run first. Yeah, run first, and then we'll react to the pass.
Yep.
So, are we leaving anybody out?
No.
I mean, the Houston, Indiana, Tennessee, that division's garbage too.
Which one?
Houston, Indianapolis.
Oh yeah.
Tennessee.
South?
Yeah, that's a terrible division too.
I mean, I guess the Titans are just going to win by default.
Yeah, I think they're going to absolutely win by default because Houston and Indianapolis are done. Jacksonville can't get out of their own way, so I mean. They're just going to cruise to the playoffs. And hopefully Derrick Henry can do something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust Tannehill.
Not at all.
Yeah. To me, he's just the guy that hands the ball off to Henry.
Right.
Looks like Cincinnati's starting to play pretty good here.
Yeah, I guess we didn't go down that division either. Steelers are trash. Cleveland, I don't know what to say about Cleveland.
Yeah.
They have a strong run game. And Brissett, I don't think he's playing that terrible. But their defense just keeps giving up points.
Yeah.
And Baltimore,
Man.
They look good for 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
And then – They fall. Everybody keeps saying they're terrible fourth quarter. It's 2.5 quarters. That third quarter starts turning on them, and in the fourth quarter, they just fall to pieces. And Lamar's just not playing good either. You know, he's a great athlete, but that time's going to come to an end.
And, especially when you're winning that money.
And if I'm Baltimore, I don't give him the money. I franchise him maybe once, maybe twice. See how, you know, each year – kind of reassess, but after that, I cut him loose.
We talked about this prior. You said they wanted him, they would offer it to him already.
Yeah, I mean, they offered it to their terms, something that they could live with, and it wasn't close to what he wanted. I'm saying if you sign that contract, what he wants, Baltimore's a fool. It's gonna hurt them, and they've made so many good choices. Over the years, this is the one that's going to get him, because he's going to get hurt. It's just, you know, running quarterbacks just get hurt, and he's not the biggest guy in the world either. Their defense is terrible.
Yeah,
and that brings us to Cincinnati, and they started off really bad, but they're really good the last few games.
Yeah,
they put on a show. They put on a show this last weekend, but really the last two weekends.
Yep.
So, I think they run away from that division.
It definitely looks like they should.
Yeah. And I'll tell you a surprise team for me that we forgot about was the Rams.
Oh, yeah.
I mean – their defense isn't playing great, but their offense is horrible. They're the worst offense in football. If you can imagine that. I mean, your boy Stafford, I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know if it's a play calling, the ability. I don't know if his elbows hurt still.
Well, they're not running the ball.
They're not running the ball.
And, you know, they lost Odell, and Van Jefferson's hurt. He's supposed to be coming back, so maybe that helps a little bit. But they just don't look good. I mean, you can't throw it to Cooper Kupp 75 times. I mean, I guess you can.
They got Robinson, and he doesn't have any targets.
Well, they're saying he's not getting any separation. I mean, he caught his first touchdown last week or whenever, 2 weeks ago. Well, but
there's your answer. I mean, it's hard to throw a ball to a guy that's covered.
True. But, you know, they got two weapons on offense. That's Higbee and Kupp right now.
Yeah.
You shut them two. I mean, you can't really shut Cooper Kupp down, but you can kind of limit him a little bit. But, yeah, they're a surprise team to me. I didn't think they'd be this bad. They're in danger of missing the playoffs.
Yeah. Well, man, that Super Bowl hangover is real.
Oh, it's real. I mean, that's just – and, you know, they don't have any draft picks. You know, it starts hurting when you don't get that new blood in there.
It's true. But they got a ring.
They did get a ring. I wish we'd do that. Sell out and get a ring and then deal with the fallout.
Yeah. Give us another 20 years.
Well, what about coaches on the hot seat? We already had one coach fired, Matt Rhule from Carolina. And I'm not saying he didn't deserve it, but.
I think his lane was just college anyway.
Yeah. If I'm a college athletic director, I've already called him.
As far as hot seat, I would say Denver's coach, because he's a rookie, but he looks in over his head.
He is not looking good. I think you got to give a guy 3 years, but
problem. I mean, you're right. It's just damn.
Well, and let's say that Russell Wilson's not helping the cause either. I mean, if he played like what we remember Russell Wilson playing, like, some of these mistakes aren't being broadcasted. You know what I mean? But I agree with you. If he keeps going this way, he's probably going to get his walking papers.
What do you think about Todd Bowles?
I don't think he has much of a leash either. I think he could, if they keep going the direction they're going, they'll cut him loose.
I know it's going to sound crazy because you're talking about the GOAT.
No. Belichick? No. Belichick could coach for the next 10 years and have 10 losing seasons. He's earned that right. You know, you do not fire a six-time Super Bowl champion coach. You're an idiot if you do. You ride that horse till it dies. I tell you who I think also is probably on the hot seat is the Saints coach.
Yeah, Dennis Allen?
Yeah, I think he's on the hot seat.
What about Rivera?
Oh, he's done. Rivera's done. When this season's over with, He'll either walk away or he'll get fired.
Yeah.
And who knows what's going to happen with that franchise anyway. But, yeah, Rivera's definitely in the hot seat. I tell you who's – I mean, we're looking good, but McCarthy's – I think his seat's warm.
I agree with you. I mean, it's he's not here to go win a division. He's here to win other things.
Yeah, I mean, he's – if he doesn't make it to the NFC Championship game, there's definitely going to be a change.
The only another one I kind of envisioned is Kingsbury.
Yeah, Cliff Kingsbury, Arizona. Yeah, they look terrible too. They can't score. That's the name of the game in NFL. You have to be able to score. You gotta, especially if that's your calling card.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and if I tell you another organization, if I owned the Bears, I'd get rid of everybody.
Everybody.
And I think Matt Eberflus is a good coach, but he's not doing anything to help Justin Fields. And you have to make that decision too. Is this going to be our guy? If he's not our guy, then Eberflus is safe, but And the other one would be Frank Reich.
Oh, yeah.
And I think he's a good coach. I just think he's in trouble.
He's in big-time trouble.
The one that I hope is not on the hot seat, which he very well could be, even though the owner came out today and showed support, is Dan Campbell. I think he's a good coach.
I think he's a good coach. I think they've been on the wrong side of some games, but hey, that's what you get paid to do, you know?
Yeah, and I think he's building a culture there. You know, the way he coaches and the way he's fiery and he holds guys accountable. I mean, he just got stuck with Jared Goff.
Yeah.
And I think Jared's okay. He's just not a pressure guy. You give him any pressure, he's done. And I think for any coach, and this goes for Matt Rhule, if you don't have a quarterback, you're not going to be coaching very long.
Right, just doesn't equal to wins.
I mean, you go back and look at all these great coaches, they all had one thing in common. They all had great quarterbacks. Tom Landry had a good run. He had Don Meredith, Staubach, and to a lesser degree, Danny White. And he wrote, that was basically three decades of quarterbacks. And when Danny White started falling to pieces, Tom Landry got fired. And it didn't help that, you know, they sold the franchise. But Jimmy Johnson had Troy Aikman. Bill Belichick, Belichick had Brady. Shula had Dan Marino and what's his name for the Colts? I can't remember. But Mike Shanahan, he had John Elway. You know,
I'm not saying Roethlisberger's all world. Tomlin had Roethlisberger.
Yeah, you got to have a great coach. You have to be a great coach. You have to have a great quarterback. Bottom line, that's just the nature of how it goes. If Aaron Rodgers decided to retire after this year, what's his name in Green Bay wouldn't last 2 years.
LaFleur.
He wouldn't last 2 years with Jordan Love. Just wouldn't. It's just not going to happen. And if I'm a coach, that's my main priority. Where is the quarterback? We need to trade for a quarterback. If you don't got one, you're not gonna last very long. And you can have a great quarterback and be a terrible coach and still get fired.
Dan Marino never won a ring.
Yeah, but he set the world on fire.
Yeah, but no, it's true.
Chuck Knox had Terry Bradshaw.
Yep. Walsh had Young and Montana.
Yeah. There's no way and he was a good coach. I mean, Walsh was a really good coach.
And Dungy had Peyton, you know?
Yeah. Walsh was a really good coach. He came up with the whole West Coast offense that everybody kind of – there's some type of – whatever offense is out there right now, it's derivative from the West Coast.
Yeah, it's influence for sure.
But if he didn't have Joe Montana or Steve Young or even Steve DeBerg, that never works. I mean,
Payne had Breeze, right?
Yeah. And you go back to when Walsh went to college, he never won a championship because he didn't have a great quarterback. You know, he was at Stanford all those years. You got to have that guy. You got to have the dude.
Hopefully soon we'll be saying McCarthy had Prescott.
I really hope we say that.
Yeah.
It would be really nice to say that. I mean, I'm a huge Dak fan, so. Anyway, so let's wrap up the NFL there. Let's move over to the World Series. Who you got?
My heart says if I was betting, if I had to bet, I take Houston, but I'm rooting for the Phillies. I hate Philadelphia, but it's fine to watch. They're fun to watch.
Yeah, this one's a real tough one for me. I don't know if you could pick two worse teams. For me. I'm not saying that they're bad clubs. They're obviously very good.
You hate Pittsburgh the Braves, right?
Yes. And I don't even have to give you reasons why I hate the Astros, but so I'm not going to – I'll just tell you who I think is going to win. I'm not pulling for either one of them. But I think the Astros have way too much pitching. And their situational baseball is off the charts.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I did read that the three home games in Philly – the second highest World Series tickets since the 2016 Cubs at $2,600.
Well, you know,
average ticket.
You know, it wasn't that long ago. The Phillies were pretty good. You know,
'09?
Oh, yeah, 08 and 09. They won it in 08 and lost in 09.
Paul Hamels?
Yeah.
Brian Howard?
Yeah, they went to back to back World Series. So, I mean, so I don't, it's not like
a guy that got killed in a plane crash, Roy Halladay.
Halladay, yeah. So it's not like, you know, we're talking about the Cubs or the Red Sox, you know, going 60, 70, 80 years without winning a championship. So I don't really care. Hope it ends in a tie. Nobody wins. my wife probably wouldn't like me saying that because she's from Houston, but I don't care.
Well,
I
don't have a horse in the race, obviously, but.
Yeah, I'm a 6-year Ranger fan, so that excludes me from having to root for the Astros. I'm a lifetime Braves fan, but.
Because they always used to be Ranger's little brother.
Yeah. Well, you know, for a long time they were in the National League.
Yeah.
So I hated them for that, too. One of my really good friends, you know, from where I'm from, he's an Astros fan, and I was like, why? Why would you be? He just liked the Astros, and they were terrible when he liked them. So, you can't say that he's not, Astros. Yeah, he liked them when they were awful. Before.
Something to be said about that. I mean.
Yeah, he liked them way before the Killer Bees. That's how long he's been a Astros fan.
Killer Bees. I remember that.
Yeah. But who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
I really do think the Astros win, though.
I'm with you. I mean, I guess I like the underdog, so I'm probably going. That's why I'm rooting for Philly. But I don't really care.
Well, do you want to get your 30 seconds of hockey in there?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's still early, about, a week, 2 weeks in?
Yeah.
Stars are not looking too bad. We dropped two in a row, but one was against the best team and probably arguably in the league, Boston Bruins.
Yeah. So they're 4-3-1?
We're 4-2-1.
4-2-1. Okay. That's a good record in hockey.
That's a good record. It's a good start for sure, and We're getting goals from multiple lines, so that's a good sign because we were notoriously known for the past couple of years is just basically one line does most of the wrecking ball crew, and then everybody else is trying to. And you need secondary scoring in the NHL, so
right. Well, that's
and
good.
We're getting production out of all three lines. I mean, I'm not saying they're Wayne Gretzky or anything kind of lines, but it's good.
Yeah.
And some of the older role players the Frenchies have agreed to buy in to take not a back seat, but you know, like your Jamie Benn and you know, that let the youngsters kind of you know, that, and it's always hard to tell somebody that's always been the man, you know,
yeah,
be more of a mentor than you know, force to reckon with. But Father Time is undefeated,
right? Not so, if you watch that new LeBron commercial, have you seen that?
No. Is that the AT&T commercial?
No, he's doing a plank with these weights on his back, and Jason Momoa's doing is right across from him doing the same thing, but he's, you know, it's gray-headed, and he's supposed to be Father Time, and they're doing planks. And he gets him distracted, and Father Time goes down on a knee. And the moral of the story is he still wins because he's Father Time.
Yeah.
But anyway, well, that's your minute and a half of hockey there. And basketball started, but we're still, you know, three, four games
yeah,
into it.
I mean, it's a lot to check out.
Too early to see anything going on. Yeah, I'm saying that's your homework assignment. Start watching some basketball. Watching Mavs.
Right now, the Lakers suck.
Yeah, they're terrible.
That's one thing is certain.
They need to get rid of Russell.
Yeah.
It's not good to have the name Russell in sports right now.
You know, wasn't King, wasn't too particularly happy about the Mavericks losing last night to Ingram, less than Zion Williams, Pelicans.
Yeah, that was a bad loss.
Yeah.
But you know, they're looking good. I like some of the players early. Woods looks like he's going to be a good player for them. So yeah. You know, it's early. You know, first week or two of basketball, you're just kind of getting in shape.
Right.
So we'll see how it pans out.
It's early. Think anything else? No, you don't really care about football, soccer, but got the World Cup kicking off here around Thanksgiving.
I love the World Cup.
Yeah.
And you know, the next World Cup's gonna be here in America, so I'm gonna be fired up about that. I'm gonna finally get to see a World Cup match because they have them here in Dallas.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm a big World Cup. I like World Cup, and I like the Conclave.
Yeah.
Series, and you know, any kind of international where, you know, countries are playing against each other, I watch that. But MLS, no thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that FC Dallas was in the playoffs and got bounced.
Yeah, I didn't even know their playoffs had started.
I didn't know either until I think I saw an article or something.
Yeah, I tried to watch that Wrexham. I don't know if you've seen that. It's the where the guy from It's Always Funny, Sunny in Philadelphia, and what's my guy's name that I like? Ryan Reynolds. They bought that soccer club, and they're trying to get them moved up, you know, in the rankings over there, or promotions, or whatever they call it. It's pretty good. I hadn't finished it, but it's on Hulu. It's not a bad watch. It's pretty funny. But yeah, I mean, I could see myself getting kind of into soccer, like the European soccer, but I have to kind of protest because we have better athletes than them, and we suck at soccer, and it kind of pisses me off. Because I played soccer all the way up through high school. I love soccer. But
I just don't think we take it that serious.
Well, there's a lot of money in it, and that's what I don't understand. That is, if we could get some really good athletes playing soccer, we'd be on to something. But we don't.
Sure.
When Christian Pulisic is your best player and by a lot, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's not a good athlete, but he's no super athlete. Anyway, that'll wrap it up.
You want to get your 1 minute of
figure skating in? Funny guy. All right, buddy. You got any closing statements?
Go Cowboys.
Go Cowboys. That's what I was going to say. Got a pretty big game with the Bears, so we need to beat them at home.
And like you said, beat them at home. Let Dak continue to knock the rust off. Throw the bye. Get healthy and just hit it hard and make a run.
Yep. I'm all for that. I'm here for that. Well, let's check back next week, and we'll do another one and see how we fared this weekend.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good night.